Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Mike. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I am good.
Good. Good to hear. I see you're a brand new business as of a couple of weeks, so congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's awesome. They always say the first couple of weeks are the hardest, so at least you got over that hump, huh?
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to get any easier. It's just going to get faster.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's true. The more clients come in, the faster paced you're going to have to go.
Yep.
Especially since you're kind of like the chief cook and bottle washer, how you do it all.
Everything.
I love it. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. So did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, not really. Just pricing, yeah. If I can get an estimate together and see what I can do about getting myself listed and out there and available.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to love this program so much, Mike, because it's so affordable, meaning everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to have you sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once they begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to Stoner Family Spa and Pool. Now, price-wise, since you are brand new, I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we'll program you into all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And I wanted to ask you, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
Not yet. I'm working with somebody to set that up for me right now.
Okay, cool. The reason I ask, if they haven't started it yet, we can create one for you. But, of course, if they've already started it, we'll use the one they're creating. And because we're a premier partner to Google, Google will allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually kind of cool how it works because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will give you the ability to see, you know, not only the new clients that you've received, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. And then as you do the tracking, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, Mike, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, so it is a zero contract, so if I don't like it within a couple months, I just call you and say I don't need it anymore and the charges stop?
That's exactly right, and I know that you'll never cancel because you're going to love it, and nobody ever cancels on profit. But if that ever were to happen, you'll still have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything we created for you, you'll always have that for your business, right? So at that point, you'll be fully optimized, excuse me, on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories, accessible from the mobile platform. Naturally, if you ever canceled, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a stronger presence than you have right now.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So let me just send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
StonerFamilyPools@gmail.com.
And is that your last name, Stoner?
Yes.
Okay. StonerFamilyPools@gmail.com. And then it's Mike Stoner. And is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
No, actually, I have a different phone number.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put this one as like a secondary just for internal, but what's the main number going to be?
I actually have to look it up. I haven't had it very long.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, that's true. We don't call ourselves, right?
No. All right, 727 619-8016.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to open this up again. It kind of froze everything, so I want to make sure. 727-619, you said?
Yes, 8016. Can I ask where you got my information from?
Mm-hmm. So we have an inventory department when a position becomes available that we'll call out and do the preliminary to see which companies qualify. When they do that, they're looking at companies that may have a quality score according to the search engines. So typically it's if length of time that you've been in business, reviews if you have them, presence in the community, and then web presence. So there's a couple of different factors that go into getting on that, you know, preliminary inventory list. So give me 1 second here. I'm sorry that I'm a little distracted. My keyboard kind of locked up, so I want to go over this again, and I'm just going to put it in a sticky note so I don't lose it because something's going on with the keyboard here. So 1 second. So have you done this industry in the past and you were just working for someone else, or is this a brand new entity for you?
No, I've been in the pool service for 15 years now.
Wow. I like that. Okay. The reason I ask is she was putting on here that you're licensed to do both commercial and residential. So that will help you with the commercial jobs, obviously, if I can promote that you're a trusted business in the community with 15 years of industry expertise. You know what I mean? That's going to help you. So,
awesome.
And yeah, you're going to love this. So for the listing, do you want the LLC on there?
What do you mean by that?
Do you want it to show on Google as Stoner Family Pool and Spa LLC or Spa and Pool, or do you want it as just Stoner Family Spa and Pool without the LLC? What's your preference?
I mean, you've probably got more experience in this than I do. I mean, I don't know. What do you think people look at better?
So I think if you have the LLC, definitely put it on there because it adds a little bit of credibility to your business. But of course, it is just a preference because, you know, when a potential client sees you, they're going to make, you know, be sure that they're, you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done. They're not necessarily going to be concerned with whether you have an LLC or not. But if you want it on there, it's a preference.
All right. Yeah, I would go ahead and put LLC at the end of it there.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I was thinking too. And then is the 10326 Hudson Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a storefront of any kind. That's just a mailing address and my home residence.
Okay, so what Google will do for a home-based business is they'll hide the address once it's hidden or once it's verified. So they'll send the 5-digit PIN verification code to your home address. Once you get that, you just get that number back to us so we can submit it to Google. And once you're verified, you'll show as Stoner Family Pools in Hudson, Florida, but the actual street address will be blocked out, okay?
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then I can set this up for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Credit card.
Okay, and is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you, or is it just first and last?
On the card?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking now. Nope, just Michael Stoner at Stoner Family Pools.
Okay. Perfect. And then the billing address is also the Hudson Avenue, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Same address for everything.
Perfect. That makes it easy. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, 5474.
Mm-hmm.
1514.
1514, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
5629.
Uh-huh.
6323.
Okay, expiration?
0727.
And the code on the back?
535.
Okay. And what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, you know, creating the new Facebook and getting you placed. So some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Mike. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stoner Family Spa and Pool.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Michael Stoner, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to look at my calendar and see when they call you later today. It's going to take about 20 minutes, give or take. Do you have a logo or pictures or examples of your work or anything like that that we can put up on the site for you? Because if not, we can use stock photos.
I have a few pictures. I do have a logo that I had generated a couple years ago. So I have a logo that I've been using for everything. I do have some work photos, but obviously not too many since it's only been a couple weeks.
Yes. Okay.
And all the pictures I took from my last company are proprietary to them.
Of course. So we'll use what you have for now, but in the future, start gathering that information. If you get some good before and afters or anything like that down the road, let us know, because any revisions that you make is all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And then the only opening I have today for a client interview would be at 4:00. Would that work?
Yeah, I do. I have an appointment at 5:00, but it will probably take a few minutes. Yeah.
Absolutely not. No, it usually only takes 20 minutes, but I do want to preface that and let you know that I'm blocking out an entire hour from 4 to 5:00 Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that this never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Not on this phone. Let's
see. Let me double check and make sure it went out. I noticed that when my keyboard locked up, it erased the email and it erased the secondary phone number. So let me just make sure. So this stuck. So this is going to be, this is your cell phone, right? The one we're talking on, 9645?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me the other number one more time.
All right.
So sorry, I know you had to look it up. Mm-hmm.
619-8016.
That was it, 8016. Okay. And you received texts on both of them or just the 9645?
On both of them.
On both of them. Okay, so let me make sure that that went out. If not, I'll send it to you again. Oh, yeah, it's still in the queue, so I'll send it again. I think it's because the email didn't stick, so it didn't send it out the first time. You know how computers have a mind of their own.
Yes, they do.
So I manually triggered it to go out a second time, so we'll give it a second or a couple moments. It'll get there. And then while I'm doing that, you're going to get an email from me right now, too. And it'll say it's from Tina, and that's just a reminder for the appointment at 4. So that's like calendar invite. And then
I did get the email. I still haven't gotten any text messages, though.
Did you get the email that says your initial invoice?
It says your invoice. Yeah.
Okay.
Local
good,
flash
good.
Initial invoice.
That'll work. Okay, so there's
like
going to be a little...
Stuff.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a link. Click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep. That's what I want you to click on, and that'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do, Mike, is go all the way to the bottom, and you'll see there's a little box that you have to check that says I certify that I'm authorized on the account, and then plug your name in next to the orange arrow and hit Confirm Signature. Now, once it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in. And then I'm just going to verify that the text did go out because you didn't receive them, and I want to make sure that moving forward that that feature is enabled.
All right. I went ahead and completed that form. It's got me on the username and password page.
Oh, good. Okay. That's your sign that it went through. So you're good to go there. Now, if you could just look at your text messages again, because now I'm getting green lights that they went out. So you don't need to click on anything. I just want to make sure that you're getting them.
Okay. Well, I haven't gotten a text on either one of my phones at this point.
Really strange. That's really strange. Here, let me send you one. I'll send you one that just says, hi, this is Tina. Let's get your business on the top of Google. And that has my direct extension. And I'm going to send it to both lines. And then you can tell me if it gets to either one of them.
I did get a text just now, hi, this is Tina, on my 277 phone. Oh, and I got it on my other phone.
Oh, good. Okay, so the text messages on both of the lines, it seems like they're working. Maybe there was just a delay with the computer-generated ones. So good. Okay, so you're all good to go there. So welcome aboard, Mike. I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that you'll be absolutely thrilled with this program. So have a very profitable year, and then my technician will be calling you around 4 o'clock, and I'll put a note in here that you have an appointment at 5 so that they can make sure that if it, you know, they do call you a couple minutes after 2, that they make sure to be sensitive to the time, okay?
All right. And just so that I'm ready, what are they going to need anything from me during that call that I should have ready?
No, they're pretty much going to ask you. You don't have to be in front of a computer or anything, but they're going to ask you what types of services that you offer, what your service area is. They're going to ask you for the different types of services you want to focus on and a mission statement for your business. There's one thing that they'll ask you that I can put in now just to speed things up is that we like to put a security question on file just so that if you get any calls in the future, sometimes there's people that will call you and you think they're associated with us and they say, oh, we need $100 extra to update your website or something like that. More than likely, those are scam calls and you don't have to pay anything else because you're paid in full with this. But we do want to put a security question on file. That way, if it's a legitimate local/employee calling you, you'll know that it's us. So you can pick your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
Okay, first pet. And then what name is it?
Rusty, R-U-S-T-Y.
Okay, excellent. So if somebody calls you and they say they're with Local Splash and they don't have that answer, then you can always call me and just solidify it. My extension of 777 will ring directly to my desk, but also if you hit option 1, anybody that answers the phone can help you, and we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right, so you're all good to go, Mike. Have a really great rest of your day, too.
All right. Thank you, Tina.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.